So can you tell me anything particularly memorable that happened while you were at Doughty? Were there any incidents, any particular stories that you've got?
Before I go on to say that, can I say what happened was that about a month after I arrived in Doughty's, who should turn up? What was my boss in Lucas in Birmingham?
Oh, okay.
And the reason for that was he realised that the Armstrong Siddeley wanted a pump for their engine. The Lucas pump, which was a very good design, actually, very efficient design, it was only half the size of the one that was required. So for the Sapphire, they'd have to use two pumps to get the maximum flow. And he realised that the Doughty design, which they'd already done one, which was on the Goblin engine, and the very early days of the Goblin engine, because Doughty Group, you know, Doughty Hydraulics, really, they used to pump hydraulic oil, but of course we were pumping fuel, and when you pump petrol, there's no lubrication at all. So whilst the design was all right, you had to get all the materials right so it would run and not seize up. So that was the problem. But what Bill Eyton realised was that since the pump was what they call a fixed replacement pump, that you could add another bank and you've got double the flow. And it's basically the same pump, so, and driven by the same drive. So he'd realised that and thought there's opportunity there, and he came to Doughty's. And throughout our careers, really, we worked very closely together.
Oh,
and we were not pals, but very good close relations, you know, between us.
And what was his name?
Bill Hyton, H-Y-T-O-N.
Okay.
And he came from Hyton, the Legacy.